views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer, Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, oh, so very loved, and unbelievably sexy people. I love our community. I love we can do God and sex at the same time. Hi. Happy Sunday. If you want to talk to me, press 1. I don't know why they have taken this prompt off on Blog Talk, but they have, and they don't tell you. So if you want to speak with me, you have to press 1 so that Stephen will know to get to you and get your little nameola and get you in the queue. So, guys, oh, my gosh. I spent the entire day yesterday filming this amazing 4-part series on the 4 cornerstones of creation. You know, we've really got something here. It was such an amazing day with Tanya yesterday. And the more I spoke about the 4 corners, the more information came in. I want to share some of what we're tracking right now, which is around perceived value. The Collective Consciousness Group and I got together for an hour. That's part of what we do if you ever take the Collective Consciousness Weekend. We have an ongoing group that gets together periodically throughout the year, for free, just to do the work on behalf of the collective. And we were looking at, perceived value can be about a lot of things. You can perceive your value as more than you really have to offer. You can perceive your value as less than you have to offer. You can say you perceive your value, but you don't believe it. And so all of these things create an imbalance in the perceived value. You can also value something that somebody else doesn't have any value at all for. I mean, the biggest thing, the highest thing in my life that I value is my family. You can't put a price on that. Some people, they go, well, I don't even ever see my family. I don't have any value on family at all. So like everything else in our lives, we create what we value. So I want everyone to come together and claim this with me now. I perceive my own value. I know and experience others perceive my own value. I see a world that perceives my own value. This is my clear direction and command to my energy and therefore the energy of the all. We invoke the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love. And so it is. So I want you to start being really conscious of the different ways you perceive your value and how you think the world perceives your value. Because you can sit in your home and go, I'm fabulous, I'm fabulous, I'm fabulous, but the world sucks and the world never sees how fabulous I am. You can see how that's going to at least compromise how great a work you can do out in the world. You have to see a world that's ready to perceive you, right, and perceive your value. Okay, so then the information came in that anything that is, quote, the past is perceived as a lesser value, well, that's old energy, that's done with, that happened in my childhood, that, you know, overdone with, gone, they're giving me. And that then led me to Tuesday's webinar. I'm going, what the heck does that have to do with Tuesday's webinar? Because the webinar is about, again, how our little child is running us. And they said, well, really everything. Because what the webinar is going to do, and I did not understand this, so bear with me, because, again, this came in right before the show. What we're going to do during the webinar is blow open interdimensional energy. So that's our energy and all energy that is existing interdimensionally on other dimensions, affecting a part of and even the same as our energy that we are working with here. It literally is going that when we blow open that interdimensional energy, that is retraining us how to create with joy. Now then I started to go, oh, yeah, because they've been giving me a lot of information lately that I've shared with you, that we have to create as if it's already delivered to us, being the joy of a little child. I want this doll for Christmas. And the doll is already in their imagination. Santa is never going to let them down, right? Oh, gosh, they're stopping me here for a minute and going, yeah, well, he did me. Okay, you get to rewrite that story. That's, again, part of what the webinar is about. And then they took me to adrenals. Now, you guys know I'm a master in working with adrenals. I am, because I've dealt with them ever since Cujo. Adrenals are our fight or flight. And if your little child, which is part of the past, which we have perceived as a lesser value, is not integrated, we cannot direct them into knowing that they are their own creators, living in joy, and therefore they don't have to run away from who they are, which has a lot to do with what we experienced in the creation particle when we have always believed that we were thrown out, when literally we were given our freedom. They're saying the birth of a child is much the same. The birth of a child goes, oh, my God, I was so safe here, and now I'm being put out. But that's not what we want our children to know. The child of us, the baby of us, wants to know that the mother of the love and the father allowed them to be released into their own creation, so that they could use their own free will and freedom to create who they are. I mean, ask me if I could get there through my mental mind. Big no, okay? But when they gave it to me right before the show, it makes absolutely perfect sense to me. So that gives you a really quick idea of the depth of what this is going to be. And, you know, I told you when I sat down with Dr. Wilson and she brought it from her perspective and the inner child and how the child runs us and everything. And I put that together with the channeled information. It expanded out considerably my understanding. First of all, she gave me precise places to go with my own child that then I had a very precise way to know what to redirect. So that's what we'll be doing on the webinar. Of course, I didn't know that till now, but that's why I love him. That's why I love this work. Okay, I'm going to ask you, well, it's a really good problem to have, but we have attracted so many more listeners. Isn't it great to know that you're a part of a community that is busting open with the truth? And what happened is our server couldn't handle everybody, so our server crashed, and I had to move it to a bigger server. Now, in that, a lot of you experienced trying to order things and trying to connect with me over last weekend. That's because we were literally in the process of moving one server to the other. So if you have not gotten your information for the call-in for the webinar by noon on Tuesday, you need to email joni@imdwallace.com. Okay? And I'm urging you again, until we get all of this running smoothly, don't wait until 15 minutes before the dang webinar to sign up, will you? Because we won't have time to get back and help you. Okay, I'm in the channel. Do you understand? An hour out, I'm getting information. Okay, the last thing is I'm so excited. Sign-ups are coming in for Conscious Creation 1 and 2 and the Collective Consciousness thing. Remember, I have to go to China to introduce this amazing work. So I've got to know if you're planning on doing Conscious Creation the weekend of June 5th, 6th, and 7th. I have to know by May 14th, guys, because I need a certain number of people to proceed with the training. So if you're having any questions or you want to go over anything, let me know so I can help you decide if you want to do it, because I really do have to know by May 14th. Okay, well, I thought I could go to the calls. It's about the webinar, no. Well, I guess they want to give us some information here. Hold on, sheets, book, song. Well, the first song that came in is Hallelujah, but it's not an affirmation. They're giving me that song, that slow one that's out. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Okay, again, we're going to joy. And, okay, a lot of, in the past, a lot of our joy, and now they're showing me Easter and Christ on the cross. Okay, again, we're going into this. All right, a lot of our joy has been connected with sadness, with loss. So in order to be reborn, which is what spring is all about, somebody's got to get crucified and die. We want to rewrite that story. That's a big story of our child, of our little child. And, you know, if that's our story, that's what we keep creating, period. So we're writing it now. You know, we can look at creation. We choose to look at creation as... Well, they're showing me a magician, so abracadabra, that's what I create. It can be that illusionary, or it can be that simple. They're showing me a seed being planted into the ground with love. We just plant what we want, and then we allow it to blossom, allow it to grow. But there's no struggle. You see, the flower toils not, right? It just rises to its own creation. So let's claim the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love around all of that. And now I can go to the calls. Okay, please have your question ready. We're off and running. And I'm going to start with Patty. I didn't get you last week. How are you, darling?
I'm okay. This week was pretty rough because I started the chemo and I got the port put in. And
okay.
And I'm losing my hair already.
Okay.
So
what do we want to do?
I want to create joy and serenity. And
acceptance.
Like you said about...
Patty. Yeah, it's really hard to get to the joy and serenity without acceptance. And I want you to know your hair is not the definition of who you are. And the first thing they said to me was, that's easy for you to say.
Yeah.
So I understand that. My job is to remind you how to bring yourself back into balance, sweetheart, so that you can stay in the creation. Okay, well, and this is kind of what we're talking about with the struggle creating joy here. Many of us think that has something to do with stuff that's outside of us. The struggle or the acceptance and joy happens within us while stuff is happening outside of us. Do you understand? Hold on, there's something else they want to give you, sheets. But give me a song, sweetheart.
Happy Birthday.
Okay. Oh, that's sweet. A baby is usually born with very, very little hair. Yeah. So you get their message.
Yeah.
You know, in this rebirth of you, because you're learning a lot about you through this. Is that true?
Yeah.
Okay. In this rebirth of you, allow yourself to truly be reborn and accept yourself in the process that it takes to do that. It's not a negative. It's a process.
Thank you.
Again, they want to remind all of us, the happier we are, the happier we can choose to be, the more perfect health we create. All right, darling?
Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Smile. Give me a whoopee, Patty.
Whoopee!
There you go, baby. Good job. Bye-bye. Yeah, it's more of a challenge when you're looking at illness. And we don't want to hold on to the past. We want to create right now in this moment. In this moment, Patty is here. She's alive. She's okay. And she's winning. And that's what she wants to keep her focus on. Susan, I haven't gotten to you for a couple of weeks. What's up, dude?
Wow, I didn't think you'd take me. I didn't call in for a while. Well, I'm sick right now, and I think I'm just recuperating from all the things that I've gone through in the last couple of weeks. I made some big changes 3 weeks ago. Everybody's no longer in the home.
Yes, and they're saying a lot of this is grief. Anything that you, has to do with congestion and chest congestion and stuff like that is usually about grief, guys. So, but they want to look at this. You're bringing in something very big here, Susan. They want to look at this kind of epidemic of grief that looks like epidemic of colds and flu. Wow. Okay. And then they're showing me Isis.
Really?
Yep.
Interesting.
Well, no, that's easy to put together for me because whenever fear comes into it also.
Yes.
But we have so much grief for humanity. We are grieving for the humanity that's been hurt and beheaded.
Yeah.
And we are grieving for the anger and the lack of humanity that we perceive from the perpetrators. And we are sharing in the world that grief of what we are perceiving as the loss of love within mankind itself. And we are being urged to come back to the focus of love, be love, feel the joy. Do you understand? You're being asked, all of us, to do the work we know to hold the balance of love and joy and freedom for the collective consciousness. Because it's an epidemic of fear and grief right now, which is causing this crash in the, listen to these words. The crash in the collective consciousness immune system.
Yeah. what I'm doing right now with myself is I'm just taking this time and just loving myself through this and just loving my body, to just giving myself everything that I know for myself to heal myself.
Yes, and I want you to listen to the words you just said, because that has not been what you've been doing, allowing these people to take advantage of you, including your son.
But I'm at my right today. I mean, for the last couple of days since I've been sick.
Yes, but I want you to see that it took the sickness for you to come forward and go, I'm just going
to
take care of me and honor me so I can get well. And they're saying, let us honor the collective consciousness with love and joy and freedom so we don't have to crash in order to get the balance back to create that. We don't have to give the negative, experience a negative, to create the positive anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So we're claiming the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light, I am divine lover, and all of this. So it is. That was a huge thing that we all just did in this community for ourselves and for the entire world.
But
and so it is.
I have a question.
Okay.
As far as my son's concerned, and I know I need to love myself, and that is the most important thing, having him gone is, I can really feel how I'm loving myself just by being here and just enjoying this place.
Okay,
now,
what's your question, Susan?
I want a healthy relationship with my son. I don't want to just block him out of my life.
You don't have to.
So
there's a belief there that if you don't give up yourself and give him everything he wants, you can't have a healthy relationship. So you have to redefine that and go, I can have my boundaries, I can be honored, I insist on being honored while I honor you. So
right,
I want a relationship with you, darling, but I want it under the terms that honor me now.
Yes, I basically told him that. I told him that he no longer can live here, that I want to have a healthy relationship with him, and that he needs to have his own place, and we can get together from time to time to do things together.
Then you've already started creating what you already knew, and you didn't have to ask me, Susan.
Well, I just wanted to verify, I guess.
Yes, but you don't need verification anymore, guys.
Okay,
you're your highest answer. I love you. Feel better.
Thank you. I love you, too.
Thank you, darling. Mike in Connecticut, what's up, dude?
What is my core limiting belief?
Didn't you call in and ask that before?
And also on a private session. It's
something
I've worked on for 9 years.
Well, you keep working on it, darling, because you keep asking what it is.
Okay.
Instead of, what did I tell you it was?
You said primarily it was that I was not my own creator.
Okay. Bingo. And that's why you keep calling in, sweetheart, to me and probably some other people that you work with. And you keep looking and you keep searching. And they're saying, you know, Mike, you've had the answer all along. It's you. Your limiting beliefs are always you, everybody. Your limiting, and the biggest limiting belief is, I am not my own creator. I'm not the God of me. And so I have to keep looking for a reason why I can't create me, because I don't know it is me. Do you understand?
Yeah, this is also the first time I've gotten the same response twice in a row. It's always been different before.
From me?
From every person that I've dealt with on this for the last 9 years.
Well,
so I know I'm totally on target now, and this is...
Yeah, this is your highest answer, because you're your highest answer, Mike. So, you see, why you've been getting all these different answers is because you didn't really want to know. You didn't really want to go, by God, it's me, That's the answer, and I'm going to get on with creating myself. Something has shifted, and now you do.
Yeah, I do. I do definitely want to know. Absolutely.
You already know. So claim you know. I want you to get up every morning for the next month, month and a half, and just claim, I know. I know, I know, and I know. Can you do that for me?
I'm writing it down, so I schedule it in. Yep.
Well, baby, before your feet hit the floor, you can do that. That's, you wake up and you go, in this day to day, I know, and I know that I know. And that's what I'm claiming. And you put your feet on the floor and you go.
Yeah, I don't want to claim to be ADHD or ADD, however.
Well, I wouldn't do that either. And that doesn't
have
anything to do with what I just gave you, Mike. That's another excuse not to be your own creator. That's all those things are. Any limiting definitions, guy, and this is exactly what our webinar is about coming up.
I expect to be on it.
Is you cannot define yourself. You can't let your little child define who you are anymore. Whatever definitions they gave you or that you accepted, or teenager, or any of it, you have to redefine you now. That's the glory of our power. That's why we were given free will. Is any moment you can redo the Play-Doh of you, Mike. How cool is that? But you...
Utterly have, magnificent.
Yes. You have got to know you're the guy that does it. You. Hallelujah, praise the Lord, huh? All right, thanks for calling
well,
in, baby.
Thank you.
Okay, you are getting so many amazingly powerful messages in this show today. Stay conscious of everything that you're hearing. Sue in Vermont, what's going on?
Hey, I'm so grateful for this, for you, for speaking with you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I am accepting that I create my own reality, and I feel like I'm about to have a pop through and a breakthrough and all that good stuff. And
how about we say I am breaking through right now?
I am breaking through right now.
Yes, thank you. Because if you put it in the future, guys, it stays in the future. The moment you create is right now. This is the only moment you can create anything right now or in the future or recreating the past is right now. So you have to define yourself as that right now, just like a child in their joy knows they're going to get the toy at Christmas because they can feel it right now. Okay, so proceed.
Well, I wanted to know if there was any guidance for me.
I think you just got it, Sue.
I think so, too.
Yeah. Create in this moment right now. And, guys, if you stay in the present moment, which is one of the four cornerstones, are you in the present moment? Am I in the present moment? Or am I worried about the past? Or, like Sue, am I thinking and seeing it in the future? That's not the present moment. The present moment is right now I have the money. What does it feel like? Because the moment you claim and demand the creation of it, in that moment, the creation has begun. And that's why it's so important to know that you're your own creator and to honor and respect yourself, because otherwise you don't stay in the moment, you don't love yourself enough to do it, you don't trust all energy of the world, right? To create it with you. The all those four cornerstones have to exist together. I'm asking if there's anything else, and they're saying, no, she got it.
I
do you
did
feel like
it.
A
I
light bulb went on?
Oh, I can feel it way down in my
okay.
hips and stuff. Yeah. Thank you
good.
So much.
Go get them, baby.
Thank you.
Oh, I love this show. We're the boss. Bringing in a lot of new stuff. Caroline in Ontario, what's up?
Yeah, hi, beautiful. I love you, and I love this show, too.
Thanks. We'll have a little love fest.
I'm on the line. That's incredible. I I had my reading with you on March 11th, and here I am on the phone today, and my song was Hallelujah, and it's all about honoring yourself and getting honor back. And you know my emails, you read them. I owed money, I paid that money, and money came back to me big time. So I think I'm just bringing in just confirmations of everything when you are aware daily of your thoughts all the time, and you honor yourself and you do the work, that life just changes dramatically. So thank you.
Yes. Thank you so much, Caroline. And yours, it was dramatic.
It was.
Yours was really, really dramatic when we shifted those core beliefs of yours. And I could just read in your emails, not only did all that money open up, but your perspective of the world has shifted dramatically.
Completely. I just got huge goosebumps everywhere. Yes, yes.
So thank you.
How I view the world, how our perspective and our inner child and everything that's discussed on these calls that make us feel like, no, that's not me, or those egotistic moments I know that I have had are the biggest lessons that I need to learn. It's the place that I need to concentrate the most and go, okay, that's big in there. What is that? So thank you so much.
Yeah, being conscious is a huge part of conscious creation. Thank you, darling.
Yeah,
boy, she really had some dramatic shifts. That was exciting. Patty in New Mexico, you're on, honey.
Hi, how are you?
Great. I'm great.
Quick question. It's about romance. So I met this guy. I just met him, and he's fine. I like him. And then there's this other guy I was dating, sort of, and it's not so sure if any of these guys is the right one.
I have your answer, Patty. One of them, if I ask you to pick the one that's in most harmony with loving yourself, who would it be? You know automatically, don't you?
Well, the other guy I just met, I don't know him that well, but I like
you
him.
You already know. They're saying to me, you already know, Patty. One person does not honor you as much as the other person does. So if I was flipping a coin and you had to choose, which one would you choose?
I don't know. That's the thing.
Okay. Well, I want you to start claiming that you do know. They're not going to give you the answer because they want you to know you're your highest creation. And this is a big lesson for you. You keep, what I'm hearing is this is your opportunity to walk away from relationships that don't serve you and choose relationships that honor and respect and serve you and learn the excitement within those kind of relationships. Does
Ooh,
that make sense
okay.
to you?
Yeah.
Okay. It's time that you loved yourself enough to walk away from any kind of abuse in relationships.
Oh, whoa.
So your question is really about self-love, honey. So if you have to walk away from both relationships for a while to work on your own self-love and loving yourself enough to create being honored and respected and adored everywhere, then walk away and work on yourself, because that's what it's about. They're bringing forward lessons for you so that you will learn about your own self-love, okay?
Okay, wow.
Wow, indeed. That's what it's all about. Everybody, the more we love ourselves, the more the world responds. Do you understand? And a lot of us are getting, well, they don't like the words getting rid of. Allowing to fall away. Are those words okay? Yeah. A lot of us are allowing energy that has not served us and honored us to fall away from us so that we can focus more on adoring and loving ourselves and bring in then energy that does that. Even if it's with the same people, that energy has to shift when you decide to love yourself more. Do you understand?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. So you've got your assignment. Love yourself more. That's an easy one. We talk about that all the time. Thanks for calling in, honey.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.
Okay. Wow. Woo! And Debbie in New Jersey, what's up?
Hi, Dee Wallace. How are you?
I'm fabulous.
Good. It's been a while since I've listened, and I've just noticed as I've been listening through the show, I'm not in my stomach.
Well,
I'm feeling anxious, and I haven't felt anxious like this in a long time.
So you're anxious from listening to the show? That's what you're saying?
I said
yes on that.
Yeah, okay.
So it's bringing up stuff. You know, it's not the show itself. The show is bringing stuff up.
Right.
That is making you aware of something you need to move on.
Okay.
All right. Sheets, book, give me a song.
Up, up, and away.
Okay. Where are you trying to get your freedom in your life? Because you've been pushing it down. You've been accepting a lack of freedom with someone.
With someone?
Yeah. Are you married?
I am, but it's not my husband. It's my youngest child.
Actually, there's
both
one thing
children.
They both have in common. So now we're going to the sheets, and we're going to a core belief. This page here, here. Okay. I'm scared to death to go, and I've been talking about this for weeks. It's come up in just about every one of the February private sessions. I'm scared to death to go into my own freedom and allow them to create themselves. Highest, yeah. Most correct, most complete. So is that resonating?
Yes.
Okay. So in other words, mommy and wife are feeling like they have to give up themselves in a way to take care of everybody else. Is that correct?
Yes, but not to the degree that it once was. I'm actually doing more of my own thing.
Well, you need to do even more of your own thing.
Okay.
And they're saying that they want to bring back in the webinar again. This has to do with what this next webinar is. So as a child, they're giving me 4 years old. First they went to your dad, and then they went to your mom. What was the message to little Debbie that if she was going to be loved and everybody else was going to be safe, she had to give up her light somehow? So
yeah,
absolutely. What was the message? You tell me.
My mom remarried. Oh, this is making me so...
Yeah, but your nut will be gone now. You're safe
my
here.
Mom,
you know that.
Yes, absolutely. My mom told us that the person that she was dating had asked her to marry him. And I said, no, don't do it. Please don't do it. And she did it anyway. And, like, that is a very, that's a profound moment in my life. Because I know that I gave myself up. I shut myself down.
Yeah, not because she married the guy.
Right.
Because she didn't do what you wanted her to do.
And also because of the guy.
Meaning what?
He was abusive.
Okay. So then, little Debbie has put together this belief that spoke up and spoke my truth. I didn't get what I wanted, and everybody else got hurt then. Because they didn't do what I said to do. So Big Debbie then has to be patrolling the situations all the time. I can't let you create yourself, which you didn't let her create herself either, right? I have got to be in the position of telling you what to do and kind of micromanaging and making sure you do the right thing. Otherwise, you get hurt, and so do I. Now, the scenario is different now, but the little girl doesn't know that. The little Debbie doesn't know that. Do you understand?
Yes.
And that's the knot in your stomach. Because
wow.
The part of you is still going, no, no, you've got to take care of everybody. Don't go into more of your freedom. Don't go. No, you know what happens when, if you don't make them listen to you, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay. So they're saying this applies, as everything on the show does, to everybody. So we're all going to come forward and balance this. And remember, you're doing it for all collective energy at the same time. We invoke the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. We declare with an open heart, I am divine love. I know I create me. I allow everyone to create them. And I know that I am safe and secure in the world, this world, and so are they, when everyone accepts their own self-creation. And so it is. See, it's just that they're showing me at the front door. You know, I've told this story a million times to you guys. My parents would always send me to the door when the bill collectors came. And the bill collectors would say, well, you better tell them to pay their bills or you're not going to have a home to live in.
Wow.
Right? So
yeah.
If I can't make the money, if I can't be responsible, if I can't turn around the bill payers, if I don't take the responsibility, nobody's going to have a home and we're all going to go to hell in a handbasket. That's
right.
Literally the message my little girl got. And I, every day of my life, have to remind myself consciously. Otherwise, that little girl can take over in fear.
Take her over, yeah.
You understand?
I do, yes.
Okay. Is there anything
And I
higher?
Just want to say to you, I'm very excited that you're going to be on Dharma Hospital.
Thank
Woo!
You.
My favorite
well,
soap. My husband sent me the Twitter feed, and I was reading it, and I was like, oh, my God!
And, you know, I almost didn't do it, and then I got the script, and I went, oh, holy hell, maybe I can get out. I've never said so many lines in one day in my life.
Wow.
But I never had more fun and felt more empowered on a set than I did doing General Hospital.
Wow, that's great.
Who would have thought? You know, so
I love General Hospital as much as I love you.
I am anxious to see this because, man, I'm telling you, it's acting by guerrilla warfare. So, thanks. I think it'll probably be on. It's their anniversary show, so you'll hear about it if you're a follower. Probably around the 1st of April sometime. All right,
okay,
Debbie.
Okay.
Thank you, darling.
Love you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, my Lord. Emily in California, you're up. Whoops, let me get you on here. Okay, what's up?
Hi, Dee.
Hi, darling.
So here's what's popping into my head right now. The other night, my young cat, not my old guy, brought a mouse into the house. Which turned
out
to be
he brought you a present.
Yes, a live one. And
well, that's even more valuable. You see,
oh,
that cat had a very high perceived value of that live mouse, and you didn't.
Oh, yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, it took me. It was really empowering in the end. I was able to, like, put a plastic tub on top of my cat and get the mouse in a box and get the mouse free. But I felt so traumatized watching the cat play with the mouse. And, you know, she would pick it up as soon as I got near, pick it up and run, you know.
Yeah, that's what she's supposed to do with it.
Yeah, and I get that. I totally get that, like this whole circle of life thing.
Okay, so why did it put you in, the word they're giving me is slight trauma.
Exactly.
Okay, we're going to the first sheet, 1 through 5, 5 through 10. I can't wait to see what this is about, 10, 11, 12. All energy is integrated completely from all dimensions into my divine self. Okay. So, boy, they bring it in the most interesting ways. So let's go to the little girl of you.
Yeah.
Okay. You get traumatized when you feel, anytime you feel like you have to take responsibility and you don't have control.
Uh-huh.
Well, don't say that if that's not resonating.
Well, I can just, you know, I feel the terror of, like, realizing in that moment I'm the only one in the house. Something has to be done. I'm the only one who can do it.
Okay, so let's go to little Emily.
Yeah.
Where did that terror begin, and how did it get formulated here? Because it's just a juxtaposition of that, honey. It's a, it's that cat. You know, our animals come in to teach us in service, and he was going, look, Mom, here's a safe way to see that that's still running you.
Yeah.
So when you were little, where did the trauma start where you went, oh, my God, I'm alone, and I have to take care of this, and I can't? You can now, you see, because you did. But the terror is that you won't be able to.
Yeah. Is it the they left me to cry? Is it that thing again?
The what?
When they wanted me to sleep through the night, and so they let me cry.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bingo.
Yeah.
So I'm alone, and I'm afraid.
Yeah.
And I don't think I can do this.
Yeah.
But you see, you can now. It's the fear that you won't be able to that's so permeating. So the more you take care of the things that you don't think you can, I mean, I'm telling you, all of this stuff with the bear and with my toy and trying to figure out what to do and having the meetings and all the learning curve, you know, I run into that wall all the time, Emily, and I just go, no, Dee, you got up and you said, whatever I have to do today, I am committed to doing so that I can get my bear out.
Yeah.
So now, what's the first thing you get to do to walk through? But we really have to work with ourselves that consciously, Emily.
Yeah.
When that trauma is raising itself up again, and it's a sense memory, and we go, why the hell am I reacting like this to a cat and a mouse game, right? But for us, it's a trauma.
Yeah. And this can be healed. It can be healed so that it doesn't keep coming up.
You already healed it, baby.
Uh-huh.
You handled the situation. You got the mouse. And everything was fine. It's done.
It's done.
But if we don't acknowledge, which is the lesson you're bringing in, if we don't acknowledge that it's done, then, like Mike, we keep saying, where's the answer?
Uh-huh.
So the truth is, you slept through the night.
Yeah.
The truth is, you got the mouse.
Yep.
The truth is now, you can let go of the fear that you can't do it and you can't handle it. Okay, baby?
Yes. Thank
All
you.
All right. I am divine love around that one. And so it is. Thanks, darling.
Oh, I love you.
Oh, I love you too. What a show. Laurie in Washington.
Hi.
Hi. Take a breath.
Okay.
So what can we help you with?
I'm kind of wondering what's happening with my son and his twin boys, and he's I just found out that he's going through a divorce.
Well, that's what's happening with him, baby.
Yeah.
Why are you taking that so hard?
I just feel like he's going to be suffering his whole life like me, and his wife, they're going to do the same thing to her, and she's going to be suffering her whole life. And
okay, what if this is the way that they're just recreating themselves? See, your suffering isn't his. Your suffering is yours. And they're going to get kind of tough love with you here for a minute, Lori.
Okay.
Because they're saying you don't have to suffer anymore, but you're choosing to. You choose to remain in the victimness instead of going, okay, I don't have to be here anymore. I don't have to be in unforgiveness. I don't have to be in hate. I don't have to keep blaming. I'm choosing all that. So if you truly want your freedom, baby, you got to give that up. Because it's really not about them. It's about all of the burden of this stuff that you've been carrying for you a really, really long time that you keep choosing to carry. See, if we don't forgive somebody, the only person that goes down is us. If we keep dragging our story with us, we keep recreating that story.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand?
Yes.
Now, when I say you're willing to let it go and put it down, I get a no. Do you know why that would be?
I don't know why. I think I just don't know how.
Well, the first thing you do is you choose. You go, I'm not living this way anymore. I'm not going to define myself as a victim anymore. I'm going to choose to be the creator of my own freedom. Now, they want you to give me a song, any song that comes in.
Somebody did somebody wrong song.
Okay. So you're going to keep creating and defining yourself as a victim and not being happy and not being joyful so that you can pay for the wrong you did to everybody else or the wrongs that they did to you.
Mm-hmm.
And the only person that's living in unhappiness as payment of all those things is you, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you guys, and you've heard this from every great teacher, Buddha, Christ, Atman, the Force in Star Wars, you can do no wrong. I want you to really hear this. You can do no wrong. God explores itself through the creation and the experiences of everything. So there's no right or wrong, but it sure feels a lot better to define yourself as the God that creates yourself as freedom and joy and love and harmony, forgiveness, expansion. Or you can define yourself as the God who wants to stay a victim and feel bad about things and take all the responsibility of the world upon themselves. You can define yourself any way. The one energy doesn't care. It loves you unconditionally. However you define the free will of the energy it gave you.
Yeah.
So if you want to really serve your son, darling, see him happy, see his wife happy, see them making the right choices for them so that they can expand out into joy and create their lives anew. That's the highest way that you can serve yourself and that you can serve them. Okay, sweetheart?
Okay.
All right. Much love to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, guys, remember the channel said clearly, worry is the biggest bastardization of energy that you can serve it. So if you really want to create what you don't want, worry. And worry takes us out of self-love. Worry means we don't love all energy because we're out of trust of it. Worry means I'm not living in the right moment, and worry definitely means I don't know that I'm the creator of me. All right, guys, this is the last time we'll be together before the webinar on Tuesday. Remember, if you haven't heard from us by noon with the information, please email Joanie at imdwallace.com, J-O-A-N-I-E. All righty. We're going to blow the socks off here with interdimensional energy. I hope you'll join me. Until we meet again, love yourselves, love yourselves, love yourselves more, because you know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.